Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
There's a guy, he's 110 years old. He still drives his car every day, lives by himself, 110.
I don't believe it.
That okay. Sounds dangerous.
He's got to live. No, he lives in New Jersey. Usually, because I watch a series on Netflix about where these blue zones are, where people live longer, and they talk about the real reasons people live longer. But no, he lives in New Jersey, which I would think nobody would live that long.
I don't know.
Do we really think he's 110?
Yeah, I think.
Or is that a forged
thing? Why would they lie that?
But also, 110 years ago wasn't like the old West. Like, there were real documents then.
What was 110 years ago? What year is that?
Well, if this is 2024.
Okay, so 1924
would
plus,
be?
That's 100 years.
So 1914.
You were doing plus.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have done minus.
Minus, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
110. Maybe you should run for president.
Dude, 1914, that was a long time ago.
Is he? Oh, never mind. I was going to ask something else.
What were you going to ask?
You said maybe he's running for president. Yeah. And I was like, is he white?
He is. So old.
Perfect.
Really old and,
white.
And really white. Yeah.
Perfect candidate.
Yeah, golly. Real. It's crazy that both of those guys are so freaking old.
I know. I can't.
Both of them.
Has a president ever used a walker?
Yeah. Or been
or
in a wheelchair.
No, wheelchair is different. That's like being paralyzed, right?
Well,
not from being old. I'm talking from being old. Like, when they walk out, have they ever used a walker?
I mean, you
got to
think of the oldest presidents, though. So Reagan, Biden, Trump.
But even like back in the George Washington days, like being 50 was old, right?
That's true.
Like if it was 60, like you're close to dying.
I feel like they were a different type of leaders back then, though, too. They were, I don't know. At least George, he served. Like they were.
George Washington? There's a lot of Georges.
Oh, yeah. Way back then.
Yeah.
George Washington.
Yeah. Well, 110, still chilling, driving around.
But driving, though? We should probably stop that.
A passenger. Did you guys see the picture that went viral of the feet, but the person was like calling out this couple for cuddling?
Yes, I saw it. It was a little bit much.
It was a little bit much. Yeah, I agree. And mostly I'm like, if someone's got their feet all over a screen or they're doing something gross or they're like hitting somebody on top of the head with their feet. Like,
what was it? They were
so. The whole thing was this person that was flying was watching a couple and they were cuddling. It was a 4-hour flight, but their feet were like hanging over the side because they
were like
shoes
laying
off.
In the seat.
Yeah.
Their feet.
They weren't
up,
like doing it or anything, but it was like,
they were all
I can't believe my
tangled.
View on the plane. It was like this the whole 4-hour flight.
I mean, in my mind, I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to look
down.
At it. But
again, right. They weren't doing it.
They cuddled for 4 hours. That was a long time.
That,
to
probably a new relationship.
Ah, yeah, for sure. We don't do that.
Probably a new relationship for sure. Oh, you know what? You know, okay. I don't even want to spoil this because I want to just do it, but don't say anything to my wife. So we have to fly today as soon as the show's over. I'm going to California. I'll work from California tomorrow. But we have a 4-hour flight 4.5 hour flight from Nashville to LA. It sucks. It's the worst flight ever.
So you're going
to
cuddle
no,
all the time.
But I am going to, on the flight, I have my backpack. I am going to pull my goggles, my Apple goggles on and put them on the flight. And my wife's going to be like, oh, that's embarrassing. I know, because they're huge. And so I'm going to put them on and watch shows and be on, do everything in my hands, because I'll be like, use
stop,
your hands.
Stop, stop.
No, you have to.
You can't do that.
You have to.
Don't do that. Don't be that person. Oh.
I'm not affecting anybody.
So yeah, you have are. To move if your you're hands, like doing this.
How much does this bother people if
you're
I'm just
you're probably
going
to slap the person in front of you because no? you have no depth okay. perception.
There is. No, you can still see everything else around you.
Okay, oh, you can.
Let us know how Caitlin feels about this.
I'm going to tell you I already know.
I know, but report back.
I have to like contraband it out of the house because she's going to be like, oh. We're flying Delta, so our seats are already chosen. If it were Southwest, she would not sit next to me because she's going to be so humiliated by me putting these big goggles on. Because it's a lot. They're a lot. They're big.
I mean, I guess if you just have to minimally use your hands, like just swipe once and put them down. But if you're doing a whole,
no, it's like I'm doing the sign language in the corner of the screen.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Good for you, not Carrie. Like.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah, that's got to feel nice.
You should take him to the restroom, too. Like, walk down the aisle.
Stop.
Ew. A woman in Colorado is left paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator after eating canned soup that had bacteria in it.
What? Was it really, really old, maybe?
No, but here's what happens. Sometimes, well, I don't know. Well, I'm guessing. Sometimes what I've heard is when you use the can opener to open the can, if you haven't cleaned the top of the lid, then the lid sometimes will drop into the soup. And then that's how the bacteria may get in there. This could have gotten in there when it was canned and it got sealed in there. But I have heard you want to rinse the top of cans
Who
before you
ever
open it.
Rinses the top of
cans? This is why I'm telling you.
I never have.
And I'll be honest, what Amy is saying, when I do open a can, every time, that's how I know it's open, is it drops in.
Right.
Like, I felt that. I try not to do that, try to pull it off. But yeah, sometimes it drops in.
Right. And then voila, bacteria.
Yeah, botulism. It's an infection that attacks the body's nerve tissue and affects about 100 Americans a year. Canned soup is suspected to be the source of the infection. They do not go to give any credence to Amy's theory, though.
Okay. Well.
Or not, though. They also didn't say Amy's wrong.
So will she ever recover?
Probably because they don't know who Amy is. Yes. Daily Mail.
Or is it like is it temporarily?
She's on a ventilator, and she's paralyzed right now.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
I do not. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you can fix botulism.
Terrible.
Perfectly preserved bottles are found at George Washington's home.
Oh, great. Are you going to try to get them?
Yeah, here we go.
Archaeologists say they found two perfectly. I did look at two George Washington shoe buckles yesterday.
Shoe buckles?
Yeah, that he used to use. I didn't buy them. They're too expensive. But I did look at that. So, yeah, checkmate. They say they found two perfectly preserved bottles at George Washington's home. They found two bottles filled with cherries at his Mount Vernon estate. The bottles are made of dark green glass and were sealed and upright when they were found under a brick floor laid in the 1770s. The estate said the discovery is part of a privately funded $40 million restoration project.
It's filled with cherries?
What is he, like, hiding
all those
snacks?
Cherry trees. He cut them all down, so he had to put them somewhere.
I mean, I can't leave a banana, like, on my countertop for, like,
but this
days.
Is preserved.
Like,
in a jar.
Like,
wow, but it'll preserve for that long? Wow.
Well, I don't know if you want to eat it now, but...
Is there wine hundreds of years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, similar. Grapes.
But fermented. Cherries. It's a whole process.
Well, they didn't say that the cherries are like in perfect
I'm
condition.
Picturing like perfect, like cherry red cherries.
Like with still the stems?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the oldest wines. So have you ever had wine? How long is a long time for a normal person to drink a wine?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't even know how to ask the question.
We're normal. Like, we're normal, so the answer to that would be we don't really know because we're not looking at the dates. It's just whatever bottle at the grocery store.
I drank one from like... 2017.
Okay, but if you were to, you've never had one from like 1952.
No, never.
Is that a thing?
Yes. You,
it is?
I don't know about
like whiskey I get,
because yes.
I know they age whiskey. They can do whiskey for a long time.
There is a thing like at restaurants, they'll be like, this bottle is a vintage, and it's way more.
The best wines can be stored for more than 100 years, but most great wines will reach their peak before they turn 50.
There you go.
200-year-old shipwreck wines. You can drink those.
Oh, that's cool.
But they don't taste very good, apparently.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Blackbeard's wine.
My cousin drank a 20-year-old beer one time.
What's up? But that's probably just like one left out.
No, it was in a fridge at a lake house, and we were there, and we were all been drinking, and we went in this fridge that was on the dock, and it was like we looked on the bottom, and it was from 96. And he was like, we're out of beer. I'll drink it. And we're like, no, you won't.
What happened? Botulism?
He didn't feel good the next day, but that may have just been all the other beer, but he chugged it.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'd be willing to bet as a mixture of both.
Probably, but I mean, we were like, oh my gosh.
I have a bunch of baseball cards that are like from 90s and packages still, and I'll open them and there's the gum in it still.
Oh, you chew it?
No, I thought it'd be a funny bit, but then I thought, I don't want anybody to die.
Could you die from, it's pretty old. I
mean, somebody cut a can and they're on a ventilator.
Botulism.
This guy went to a yoga class and they banned him from the yoga class. He wasn't doing anything wrong.
Mm. What did he do?
He was doing nothing
wrong. Hold on. Let me think. What could he have done at a yoga class?
But he did nothing wrong.
He looked at other...
So what
but
did
that
he
would
do?
Be wrong.
No,
well,
you can't. Not staring. Looked.
So...
He didn't wear underwear.
That's not wrong.
Ugh,
okay. No, really yoga's wrong. All about being free,
no.
man.
Letting it hang.
If you're that's a guy, it's...
Hmm. The women felt uncomfortable.
Because? He just like stared at him or...
He's making noises.
Okay.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with
maybe
that.
That would be wrong. I'd be like, oh.
No, bodily function.
But that's how you work out. That's how you work out.
Okay. No, but nobody works out like that. Okay. Any other guesses?
What did he do wrong?
He did nothing wrong.
He did nothing wrong. Like bodily stuff.
He did
stuff.
Nothing.
Yeah, but obviously they think he
they
did something wrong.
They say let it out.
He did nothing.
And he let it out.
He did nothing.
He did nothing. Oh,
so
he just sat
laid
there.
He just sat there and stared. Because you say he did nothing.
He was
so he didn't do any
Savasana.
Of the poses. He just
no,
stared.
I think they'd be happy with the stare. Okay, so I got it. No. His man bits were so large, he was banned from yoga class.
That's not fair. That is not fair.
Why would this be? What was he wearing?
Just shorts.
It doesn't matter what he's wearing.
Shorts with no underwear or like biker shorts where they're so tight.
But it doesn't matter.
Distracting.
If everybody else can wear it,
right.
Why can't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying
that would be
it's
like
fair.
Someone going, I have big boobs and I'm...
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't ban them. I promise.
Hey,
that.
Man, you don't understand. Like, it doesn't matter what you wear; if people see it.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to.
They
understand.
Asked him not to come back because it was so distracting.
That's crazy, man.
What a great story to have.
I hope they put.
He's like, do you know why I don't go to yoga
is
anymore?
Is there a photo
for him?
Amy,
whoa.
You can Google that on your own time.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand what would get him banned from a yoga class.
You can see everything.
Probably Amy wearing said. Athletic shorts.
Yeah, but that's discrimination.
Exactly.
Right.
And we don't believe in it. So show her a picture. The lady wants to see a picture.
Bobby, you want to see too.
No, he doesn't.
I'm good. I'm good. I see you every night.
What? I struggle with that myself.
What?
I don't need a picture.
No.
No, y'all don't.
Why do we need a picture?
We live with it, man.
Stop.
Show dude. I hate
you
it.
With each other, y'all?
Yeah both okay. of us. We're always like, dang.
Stupid. I'm like, man, I need bigger shorts. I can't find
it's
anymore.
Like, and we call up, hey, you got any new places for sure? Yeah, we all constantly.
Stop.
We follow a set of influencers that lead us into buying good clothes. Yeah, that's a weird way to get into our guests here.
Right.
We have a few guests in studio that have been with us for about an hour and a half or so. You have microphones? Who wants to talk? Come on, somebody talk. They threw the microphones down. They didn't want anything to do with it. But that's not. We're not going to allow that. So, yes. Who wants to talk? Joel, you don't want to talk. Fair enough. Jewel's running from the law.
Okay.
And it's not these
that.
Foolish games are terror. That Jewel.
My hands are small, I know.
Who will save your soul?
It's not the one dating Kevin Costner?
Are they dating?
Are they dating?
Yeah.
That
Jewel?
That feels familiar.
Yeah.
You aren't named after her.
No.
Okay.
That's cool.
We got her talking though. Just no microphone.
Are you dating Kevin Costner?
No.
Okay.
There we go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So who would like who will talk? I don't want to force anybody to talk. Who will talk?
I'll talk.
No, we know that. You want to talk?
Sure.
What is your name?
Michelle Stewart.
Where are you from, Michelle? Hold that microphone up there. What place do you like to call? What town do you like to call home?
Austin.
And well, now I feel guilty asking her anything because she's very hesitant.
No, she'll answer.
How do you know these ladies? Yeah.
Good question.
I met Christy first.
You met Christy first, yeah.
At tennis.
You guys play tennis? Christy, you play tennis? Dang.
That's
okay.
Cool.
What, about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been besties, and this is Christy's mom.
That's Christy's mom. Joel, who will save your soul?
Do y'all do singles, doubles? Mostly doubles.
Mostly doubles.
You ever play tournaments?
No, I got 3 kids. The tournaments are on weekends.
Oh, classic. Mm. Do they play tennis?
Just for fun, just hitting around.
They won an auction to come up and hang out with the show. And so we had them come here early. They were here for we're doing the live show.
Oh, which I just put the tennis thing together now, mm-hmm. too. That's probably why y'all are at Andy Roddick's.
Roddick's auction in Austin. And so...
Who's the better tennis player?
That's a good question, too.
I would say Christy.
Christy, what would you say?
Me.
Okay, we like that.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
We like that.
No, because Michelle took a break. She took a long break.
Yeah.
Do you both still play now?
I haven't been playing in...
I do. I actually missed my match this morning to be here.
Oh, let's go. What'd you do last night in Nashville?
We went to Bourbon Steak.
Oh, yeah, it's a good place.
The JW.
Did you have a good meal?
It was awesome.
Yeah, did you get in the elevator that only takes you to that restaurant?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Huh?
That felt like a weird ass. The way you asked it felt weird.
I got my MO, guys.
We have a reservation at the Italian restaurant. Luogo?
Luogo.
Or is it Luogo? How do you say it, Bobby? Luogo? Yeah. Oh,
awesome.
Get the...
My favorite place.
Bobby, what's that pizza? It's the margarita.
So I don't like margarita pizza, generally.
It's so good.
I like meat, a meat man, like I mentioned earlier.
Meat guy. You want a meat stick of meat?
Nope.
What?
Meat stick.
Nope.
Meat chunk.
Same reason the guy yoga. Anyway, so... They have this margarita pizza there. I don't like margarita pizza, but it's so thin. It's my favorite thing almost of any restaurant ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, that's a good. That's a really good place. And then I was like, hey, do you guys? I didn't know they were coming. I was like, do you want to go to the Opry? And they're like, oh, we already got tickets. I was like, okay, well, let me get you tickets. I already we already bought tickets. Christy's on top of it.
You know, I'm a planner.
Yeah.
So. What time's your reservation?
Six. Because then we have Bluebird tickets at 9.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
What a night.
Yeah, that's nice.
I got co-ed soccer at 8:05 if you guys want to come.
Oh, my.
Where is it?
On the east side.
Hey, okay, they can
sporting
go.
Event.
That's what I'm saying. Like they get dinner.
Get our food to go.
No, you need to enjoy the experience.
Oh, don't do that.
There.
Not
it's
for
nice.
That. Yeah, he may not even play. He's like the team manager now.
Whoa.
That'll
relax.
Be so fun.
Are you not?
You don't start.
No, I start.
No, are you not the team manager
anymore?
It
depends on who shows up first, who starts.
No, but I'm... Okay, good point. But I'm saying, are you not the team manager?
No, I'm not a manager.
The team manager.
I'm the team captain.
No, but like the laundry and like, do you take the stuff home? The jerseys?
I do the jerseys.
You what?
I do the jerseys.
What do you mean you do them?
Wash them.
For the team?
Yeah.
That's the manager.
That's the team manager.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's noble.
Like equipment manager?
No, I don't bring everybody's cleats. They got their own cleats.
But you take all the jerseys and wash everybody's jerseys.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Who signs everybody up?
I register the team, and then they had to sign up on their own. Like
that's
they get
managing.
The invite from the league.
Manager. We like that. That's a really great thing.
Leadership
You've
role.
Gone from being superstar to manager.
No, still playing. Still captain. I wear the captain's armband.
It's only because you do the laundry, and you put it on as soon as it comes out of the dryer.
And then when I sub out, I have to hand it off to somebody.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, you guys can go to that if you want. Jewel, would you want to go to that?
I think we're busy.
Yeah, yeah. They're washing their hair.
Wow, Jewel,
they
that was rude. Jewel comes in to cut me down.
She doesn't say anything.
She don't want to talk.
She picks up the mic to do that.
Like, I'll throw a dagger at him real quick. That's cool.
So,
I got you, Jewel.
Christy, you guys have been here for like an hour and a half or so, and you were sitting in as we're doing the show. What is the same or what is different than what you thought it would be? What are your impressions after watching us do it?
The same is, I guess, just the banter. Mm-hmm. And I think that's hilarious. Different. I guess I didn't know that you recorded different segments. Mm-hmm. I knew you did artist recordings.
Which you're about to see. We're about to have for King and Country in, who's coming in because we got to tape them on. When are they airing? Friday? Mm-hmm. Friday, yeah. Yeah, so yes.
I didn't realize, yeah, unless you were out of town or not.
I'm out of town. I leave today. Okay. Yeah, so it's a lot of behind the scenes. And Lunchbox has a British accent. People didn't know you. Don't spoil that one. His real voice. Do your real voice. You can do it.
Hello, mate.
That's Australian, bro.
Dang it. I don't know British. I don't know any British people.
You don't know any British people?
No, I don't know anybody that's British.
Like,
do we know any?
Famous people.
I mean, we have artists that have come in.
Who?
But who do you know that's Australian in your real life?
Keith.
Yeah. Keith Urban.
And King and Country, they're coming in.
Yeah, but they're not.
I don't know them. I've never seen them.
Yes,
yeah,
they've played
in the studio.
One of the best performances ever.
I wasn't here.
One of the guys had a accordion.
Literally, I wasn't here.
You weren't here?
Okay.
You missed out.
You might have not been here.
Where were you?
I was probably sick.
Oh.
I had to lie.
What?
Most stages think you come in.
I know.
And you give it to the rest of the show.
Maybe he had COVID.
What's the nickname we gave you?
Captain Awesome.
Typhoid Mary.
Oh. I don't like that one.
Mm-mm.
I don't remember that one. I think we dropped that. Because it's rude. It was like discriminatory against people with typhoid.
What?
All right, anyway. Well, we appreciate you guys hanging out.
I mean,
so I shouldn't save you guys a seat and get like tickets at the game?
Do you have tickets to your games? I don't think they have tickets.
No, but we got bleachers.
Yeah. But you'd save them
one
a seat?
One little bleacher.
Yeah. All right. You guys don't have to leave. I just wanted to say thank you for coming up. And
Thank you so much.
I hope that you guys have had fun just hanging out. We've literally just done
Jewel
the show.
Thought about saying something. Stop.
Jewel? Okay, let's go to Jewel.
No, I just want to say thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Say something about Lunchbox, though, now. What would you like to say about him?
No comment.
She's good. She's
she put
good.
Her hand up. She put a stop sign up. Like, no.
She doesn't want to sound mean.
Yeah. Well, so are you saying that if she was going to say something about me?
If Jewel was going to say something about Lunchbox, it'd probably be me. Yeah. You know.
Well, then let's do this. Ray, where are we?
I want to say 21.
Okay, let's do a mid-roll here.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, not super crispy. I like that middle, a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way. All right, so Morgan has an idea, and I don't hate it, but we got to be careful with it. She wants to bet on Eddie's secret.
What are you talking about?
Well, you got to hear a secret.
Oh, that.
The $1 million secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't talk about that.
You don't talk about it at all. So what's your idea, Morgan?
Well, I want everybody to have an idea and place a bet that their idea is the one that this is the secret Eddie is holding.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Everybody puts 10, 20 bucks down, and whoever wins or is closest to the secret gets the money.
How are you closest?
So yeah. I would take myself out of it, not because I know, but because if I do win, you're going to accuse me of cheating.
I was already down for that. I was already writing that down. If Bobby gets it right, he cheated.
But
right.
You don't know,
and
though.
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Dang. It's a no win for me. Yeah. If I lose, I lose. But if I win, I lose, and you guys are going to go, he cheated. But I don't know. But I think I could be the judge of who is closer.
How do you judge if it's close or not?
Well, it could be if it's related to music, if it's related to a movie. If somebody's in the category, if somebody has the right person.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Theory. Go ahead. What's your theory on the secret, Morgan?
Well, my theory, because it has to be so massive. And he did mention that it's a label, so I'm thinking artist. And it has to be so massive that it's this big kept secret. There's somebody that's been in and been showing up at a lot of award shows lately. And this is so out there, and I don't know if it's possible, but I think it's involving Cher in country music.
And I know that's a long shot, but she's been at a lot of award shows. She's got a lot going on right now.
I
and
don't
a lot
know.
Of people are crossing
so my
over.
It's just me thinking. So I want everybody to know. I don't know what the I do I not got know it. What it is. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Just I mean, I'll just go with it. Post Malone country album coming out.
It's not that I've already heard it. I mean, that's been out for a while. Oh, they've been playing that for a lot of people. It's not out, but they're playing that for people.
So that's not a secret?
No.
Why would you take that away from him? Just let him guess, Buzz.
Well, no, I want him to. I know,
mean, I literally.
But I know that's not it because.
I mean, she's actually done digging about Cher. Like, she took time to research.
But what do you think the theory is? But you can still have a theory about what you think the secret is.
Okay, I have a theory.
Okay.
Taylor's pregnant.
That's your theory. And that's going to be told to us in an NDA.
Yeah, $1 million.
Got it. That's a big one.
There you go.
I don't know why they'd make that sign a contract to know, but. And I don't think that's it, but okay, go ahead.
What do they call it when somebody dies?
Death.
Put out music posthumously. They have, this label has access to
Toby Keith songs that were going to come out.
No.
That is interesting.
Well,
I'm piggybacking.
I don't know who it is, but.
Well, no, that's her idea.
I was thinking.
But I piggybacked. She didn't have that.
No, she was in the middle of saying a sentence.
But I gave her Toby Keith.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead.
We just were told this and we're having to think it out.
I know. I'm with you, Amy. Morgan had time to research.
Okay.
Well, it was not my idea.
I think that, there's something that's from the grave.
That's good.
Can I go to the restroom? I don't feel comfortable.
What?
Can I go to the restroom?
Oh my gosh. It's something from the grave. It's something from the grave.
I need to go to the restroom.
He didn't get uncomfortable.
No,
until
guys,
I spoke.
Guys, stop. I got to pee. That's it. Like, it's that simple.
Grave.
Wow.
Wow. We just unearthed
that was a
it.
Great guess, possibly. A record.
Gosh, I just somebody asked to go died. To the restroom.
Somehow they have music from somebody.
Like Tupac kept putting out songs.
Elvis.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you for your guesses. We will at
is
some
Elvis
point.
Is Elvis even dead? Did Elvis
what if
just
that's
sign
it? What if we find out Elvis is alive and he just signed?
All right, I'm going to pee my pants.
Go ahead and go.
It's like somehow.
That's
that is
great.
Now he's going. This is
That's and Eddie just left.
If we're playing hot cold, I'm hot.
Well, you don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
Here's a story. Listen to this. Here's a story. New Johnny Cash album with never before heard tracks coming this summer. Here's what to know.
Oh, well, that can't be it.
I was going to say when like artists have died and they've had new music come out. Have you ever seen like NDAs be associated with them?
Nope.
I've never seen an artist die.
Have you ever seen an NDA, though?
But this has to do with...
No, I have, actually. Jerry Springer.
We think the artist died.
That's right.
So,
that would be huge if they didn't really die.
But now the artist...
And then the artist, like, walks in studio.
Yes. Or it's like a hologram.
That would be crazy. Okay, look. We've said enough. We're not going to bet money on it, but we will see. I do not even know. I cannot even play the game because you guys will accuse me of cheating.
Okay, can you at least give us, like, your maybe something and you're not playing the game?
It's tough because...
Because here's my...
Hold on. I'm in the middle of a sentence here. Hold on.
I know.
Hold on.
Sorry, I got excited.
That's what you did to Amy. Hold on. Everybody take a breath. It's weird because, like, there'll be, like, secret music and, like, do you want to hear it? There's no NDA involved. And they're just like, don't say anything about it. And it's like, I'm good. I don't want to hear it. But they do that all... I just don't think it could be anything with music.
But it's a label.
No, I know, but labels do that all the time. They're like, hey, we have this music. It's not released yet. Do you want to hear it? And there's no NDA attached. But if it's somebody dead,
yeah,
like that's crazy. It's got to be something. There's just so much secretive stuff that happens that they don't require an NDA from.
Has this ever happened when you've been in country music?
Mm-hmm. Never. There he is. He's back.
Y'all still talking?
We are. We'll move off of it, though.
Yeah.
If it makes you uncomfortable, buddy.
No, man. I just had to go to the bathroom. I'm good.
That's okay.
Nothing makes me uncomfortable. I mean, it's cool. I know it's a secret that you all don't, but that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. All right. Anything you guys want
to do? Were any of us close, Eddie?
Not to that.
No, I don't know. Real quick, though. Hey, so let's do this on the bet, though.
We're not betting any money.
Oh, you're not doing it?
I mean, we're doing it. We just did it as, like, for fun.
I was going to say, I can be the house. So if no one even comes close, like, I keep the money.
That's not the thing. The thing is... It's who gets the closest, so somebody would get the money.
Oh, even if they're just way off?
But there's no money, Eddie.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
No money. You know what I'm saying?
Amy's still thinking.
I kind of want to put the money down because I feel like I might be close.
Yeah, yours was like the most... Makes me go, Hey, things that make you go,
Things
that make you go, Do you remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Same group that did Everybody Dance Now. I think it is.
CNC Music Factory?
They sound the same.
I think they also did Things That Make You Go. Things That Make You Go. Things That Make You Go. Coming up on Friday's Bobbycast, we listed the top 15 wedding songs of all time.
Ooh, let's see if we missed any.
Throw a song out there, Amy. Number one wedding song. It's not slow dance, not fast dance, but if it's a DJ and you're playing a song at a wedding, reception songs.
Oh, YMCA.
Okay, we're not gonna tell you if it made it on our list or not. But that's
We Are Family.
That's wild that your brain would go first. To YMCA.
Why?
No, I just thought it was
okay. We Are Family.
Okay.
I'm thinking of crowds dancing. Wah, everybody, you know. We Are Family.
We are family.
Chicken dance. Dun, dun, get a little choir now, little choir now. Little louder now, little louder now.
Oh, cha-cha slide.
Okay, that's a good one. But does chicken dance happen? That's a real question.
Yes.
Does it happen every wedding?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard it at a wedding.
What's the other one you just said, though? The how low can you go? Is that you say that?
That's...
I said... Oh.
No, a little softer now, a little bit softer now.
Oh, that's a good one. Shout.
We never thought of shout.
A little bit.
You know, you make me want to shout. Put my hands up and shout.
Can you do that one, Len, since your arms don't go over your head?
No, they go over my head. They just don't touch my shoulders, man. Oh,
okay.
I've never used these cards. I'm going to use them real quick because I got to clean my desk off.
I can see clearly now.
Got them.
The rain is gone.
If these are good, like 5 or 7, we can use them for a game. But I bought these at like one of those old-timey thrift stores. And this is Ultimate TV Trivia.
Oh, cool.
It's 100 questions. Hmm. Question 1. What show is named after the town where Superman grew up?
Kryptonite.
Gotham.
Ah, dang it. Smallville.
Smallville's correct. Did you hear him say that?
Who, Mike?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Don't cheat.
I'm not cheating.
He said it, though. I can't give it to you.
Okay.
What serial killer killed other serial killers?
Dexter.
Correct. Dexter Morgan.
Dang.
Lunchbox, awesome. 1 point. How many seasons of the TV show Friends were
10.
There?
14.
23.
10 is right. Yeah. Did you know that?
1995 to 2005.
Wow.
Yes.
How did you know that?
Because I know that. I don't know.
That's good. I didn't know that.
Oh.
I had no reason to know that. Like, I never even thought that was a thing.
Some things I just know.
I think everybody can say that. Yeah. What TV heroine raised her daughter in the dysfunctional town of Stars Hollow?
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, what TV heroine, though, raised her daughter? Lorelai Gilmore.
Well, you got two guesses.
Morgan with one. It's Gilmore Girls, but then it's Lorelai Gilmore. Who wrote, produced, and starred in 30 Rock alongside Alec Baldwin? The answer is Tina Fey.
Dang, she's good.
Which character in Scrubs doesn't believe in the moon?
JD.
Watch that.
Incorrect. Just the back of the sun.
Zach.
They don't believe in the moon, just the back of the sun. Who's that?
Says. Is that Zach Braff?
It's the janitor.
Yeah, I forgot. That, Malcolm in the Middle. Not Malcolm in the Middle. The Middle.
Who coined the phrase, what the deuce? Stevie Griffin. You're going to get these. Mike, you have to check out. You're too good. I know, but you're too good. It's like if we're doing Mike trivia, he's going to nail them all.
Oh, my gosh.
What is this?
Griffin. What the deuce? Stewie Griffin, the baby.
Stewie.
Okay, Mike, you can answer, but you have to give her a 7-second... delay.
If no one answers, I'll answer.
Okay. In One Tree Hill, the anti-hero Dan is in the hospital waiting for a heart transplant. What goes wrong?
He dies.
He gets an infection.
No, some...
I don't want to wait.
He gets a heart from somebody.
Mike, do you know?
His girlfriend's dad dies.
The heart is eaten by a dog.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's not real.
It's a TV show. You're right.
Oh, okay.
There's 100 TV questions.
I don't remember that.
In which TV show did Leighton Meester rocket to fame?
Gossip Girl.
Morgan, correct. Who hosted Punk'd?
Ashton
Kutcher.
Morgan. What unusual job does Susan undertake in the 7th series of Desperate Housewives?
Real estate agent.
Incorrect.
No. I'm just guessing.
What kind of job?
What job does Susan undertake? Does she start doing?
Morgue.
Dancer?
Morgue.
Incorrect.
Housekeeper.
Morgue. What'd you say?
A dancer?
Incorrect. Uh-huh. No, and you're incorrect too. Mike, she does housework and lingerie for a website.
Oh, I just said housekeeper. Mm.
No, it's not about the housekeeping. It's the
lingerie.
But
I was picturing her dressed up as a housekeeper. little cute little.
But she's doing it to get to be on launch.
Naughty.
All right. Right. Her on a pole, well, so.
Which British actor played drug lord Stringer Bell in the TV hit
show? Idris Elba.
Correct. Idris Elba. I almost can't give it to him, but I'm going to give it to him. He made sounds that resembled the name of the person.
I said the last name right.
Yeah. What drug was Dr. House
addicted to? Meth.
What drug was Dr. House addicted to?
Cocaine.
No.
Addicted to? Heroin.
No, laughing gas.
No.
Yeah.
Oxycodone.
Opioids.
Vicodin.
Vicodin.
What actress plays Buffy Summers?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Correct. I'll take that. Idris Elba.
Is this because I was
now
trying to
I
do
just
it fast?
Know we have to make noise.
I was trying to do it
like
fast.
These are pretty good questions, though, right?
Yeah, keep going.
General game. Oh, okay, but you two need to relax, okay?
I just got one right. Keep going.
Okay, this one's on the timer. This one's on the for a winner. We'll have a winner. I'm going to ask 10 questions.
Buzz, oh, so it starts now? Zero, zero?
Yes. Buzz. We were just seeing if the box was good.
Yeah, I like it.
Buzz in with your name. Mike, you have to help me judge. I know. Here we go. Who did the Hill star Heidi Montag marry?
Lunchbox. Spencer Pratt.
Correct.
Wow.
Of course he knows that.
Reality TV. Yeah.
In the show Friends, after Chandler kisses Joey's girlfriend, what does Joey make him do to prove his friendship in the Thanksgiving episode?
Eddie.
Lunchbox.
Eddie. Cook the turkey.
Incorrect.
Wear the turkey on his head.
Incorrect. In the show...
Amy. Puts all his clothes on.
Incorrect. What in the show Friends, after Chandler kisses Joey's girlfriend, what does Joey make him do to prove his friendship? It's in the Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Time. Sit in a crate. You know, the big box.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Never seen
it. Is that three questions?
Yeah.
Okay. That was...
Okay. Dang.
Number
two.
Oh.
What...
That was two, so now you're reading third.
Okay. What is Ollie G's dog's name?
Oh.
Who's Ollie G?
Ollie G.
Sasha
Eddie.
Boy, you should go.
Eddie.
Eddie Spencer.
Incorrect.
Morgan.
Borat.
Boy, you should go.
Time.
Pork chop.
Tupac.
Dude, that show is so fun.
Just tell me when I'm on 8, 9, and 10, Mike.
That's funny. Question four.
Who says... You couldn't be in love with someone you couldn't cut the cheese in front of in Freaks and Geeks.
What?
Who says you couldn't be in love with someone you couldn't cut the cheese in front of?
I've never even heard of
in Freaks and Geeks.
Eddie. Stewart.
Mm-mm. Lunchbox. No one's gonna get that.
But that's like Seth Rogen early.
James Franco.
No, it's I don't know whoever Bill Haverchuk is. I don't know. In which year did the Thundercats cartoon first air?
86.
Eddie.
83.
Incorrect.
Lunchbox. 86.
Incorrect.
Amy.
96. Incorrect.
Morgan.
Yeah.
91.
85.
Dang. We're all around it, dude.
Who co-starred alongside Cybill Shepherd in the classic private detective show, Moonlighting?
Eddie. Bruce Willis.
Correct.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
Just,
it's from Eddie's
just
era.
Just shut it.
Is it black and white?
No.
It's color. No.
I got 2 points.
No, you know.
In Growing Pains, what is the profession of Dr. Jason Seaver's wife, Maggie Malone?
Eddie. She's a lawyer.
Incorrect. In Growing Pains, what's the profession of Maggie, who's Dr. Jason Seaver's wife?
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Teacher.
Incorrect.
Amy. Housewife.
Incorrect.
Oh. Morgan. She was a barista.
A journalist.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Douglas Hauser possessed a genius intellect.
Amy. Doogie.
Incorrect. Oh. At what age did he graduate from Princeton University?
Lunchbox. 12.
Incorrect.
Eddie. 8.
Incorrect. Oh, my God.
15?
14.
Dang it, I was so close.
So was I.
Question 8.
He's got harder.
This one, it's impossible. I'll do this, but it doesn't count.
Okay.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Baywatch has the most watched TV series of all time. How many estimated viewers per week?
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
32 million.
Eddie. 9 million.
Amy. 5 million.
10 million.
1.1 billion.
Oh, my God.
International, yeah.
That
doesn't count. Okay, here we go.
I was one of them.
From the TV show Knight Rider, what type of car was Michael Knight's kit?
Eddie. Camaro.
Incorrect.
Amy.
Corvette.
Incorrect.
Morgan.
Yep.
Mustang.
Mm-mm.
Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
Firebird.
Incorrect. Trans Am.
Dang it. It has the all freaking over it, wings.
Huh? Question 9. What was the name of the family that rescued extraterrestrial Alf from the alien task force and let him live in their home?
Oh, I had to watch
Amy.
That.
Amy.
The Johnsons.
Alf.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Dingleberries.
No.
Eddie. The Smiths.
You watched it recently, Morgan.
I did. I don't feel like they ever said their name.
The Tanners.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Danny Tanner and stuff.
Different Tanners. Different.
They had the Tanners and the Tanners in two different TV shows. That's
pre Full House, though. Okay. What's the score? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
Lunchbox
181. Oh, that's it. 181. Okay.
That's terrible.
Here we go.
I'm
pretty good.
I had points in the other round.
What? What?
The fake round?
The fake round, I actually had points.
Outside of an exit from Fraggle Rock, through a well, live a family of furry humanoids. What are they called? Amy.
Oh, the Flintstones.
No. Fraggle Rock.
Dang it.
It's the Gorgs.
Oh, wait. Wait.
None of you guys are going to
I was going to say Borg.
Yeah.
No, you weren't. You're lying.
I thought Gorgs.
Sudden Death, Lunchbox and Eddie. You get three questions.
Shoot.
Here we go. What type of salesman was Al Bundy?
Lunchbox. Eddie.
Lunchbox.
Shoe salesman.
Correct.
God.
Bam, bam.
That's too easy.
You knew it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just beat me to the punch.
Let's see. You're not going to get that one. These viewer numbers you're never going to get.
Yeah, we'll never get it.
Skip those.
In The Golden Girls.
I don't know.
The format for each episode involved the four main female characters resolving a problem, usually late at night.
Lunchbox, sitting at the kitchen table.
While sitting around the kitchen table. Eating what?
Oh, eating. Pie.
Cheesecake.
That doesn't count?
No.
Oh, man.
When you order a piece of pie.
Final one, Lunchbox, if you get it, you win.
Yeah.
If Eddie doesn't get it, you win.
That's right.
Eddie, you need this to survive.
Okay. Better go quick.
Yeah, let me try.
In the original cartoon series Transformers, what was the name of the Autobot?
Lunchbox. Optimus Prime.
No. What was the name of the Autobots' arch enemy group?
Eddie. The Yellow Jackets.
Mm-mm, the Decepticons. Yellow Jacket was a good one.
Dang. All right.
Bumblebee, yeah.
Boom!
Lunchbox, you're the winner with
one
and a tiebreaker.
Two.
But you're still the winner. A tiebreaker's not a full point, but you're still the winner.
That's all right.
Good job, dude.
Nice job. No prize for that one, but those cards are good.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. You guys have a good day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, buddy.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.